Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Even after the win two nights ago, where I had no belief in them, I'm not going to react to a game where they come back, even in a game that they were down. They don't have enough. I mean, I said this a week ago, and it was dead on correct. The New York Mets don't have enough to get over the finish line. Four games to go. They still have the one-game lead because the Diamondbacks and Reds both lost in extra innings last night. You watch that game, you tell me why anybody on earth who watches baseball would believe that the Mets can actually finish strong here over the next final four games to get themselves into the postseason.
There's nothing that I could say except that they don't necessarily have to finish strong because the other teams aren't playing that well. That's the only answer at this point. That is the only hope. This is an unwatchable circus. I don't know what the hell's wrong with this team. I really don't. I mean, it's almost just too simplistic to say that they're not good enough. I mean, we've seen teams in our city where we know they're a little light in terms of talent. And, you know, not that that's a good feeling, but we can at least understand why they're falling a little bit short. I don't know how many times we've seen teams with high-level talent at the top end that are just disintegrating in this manner on a night-by-night basis. Even their wins are ugly.
Yeah, I mean, look, to me, there are a lot of different little things you could point to that are frustrating, but ultimately it boils down to the starting pitcher. You can't continually have guys that go out there and give you a couple innings. Like Jonah Tong, how does stuff look last night?
Not good.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Like, and I can't even blame him because he's a young kid. He shouldn't be in this spot. But I was more shocked what Tong did last Thursday against the Padres than I was what he did last night against the Cubs. I expected that after, now you look at his last three starts, two have been god-awful. And yet everybody's telling me how great Jonah Tong is. So, and that's just one example. And it's all about Nolan McClain now. Tonight, he's got to be the savior. But think about the back-to-back starts that they had from Peterson and Tong. We are in the bullpen immediately. And now you've got 15 guys coming out of the bullpen each night to a point where last night, Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea are getting in the game.
They're doing throw days in games.
Okay, so that's why when I say the Mets don't have enough, if you project this forward, and you could do this last week when they had 9 or 10 games to go, whatever it was, they literally don't have enough. We could argue about who you'd start, who you'd take out of the rotation, who has good stuff, who doesn't. Ultimately, there are no good answers for the Mets. And now I think it's finally caught up with them No off days. Four straight days to go. They've got to win these games. And they have, outside of McLean tonight and a bullpen that with Diaz and Rodgers and really getting the night off last night, you would expect this to be the A game tonight. So they have to win this game tonight against the Cubs. And even if they do, what's going to follow over the weekend? Like, they don't even have. So, yeah, Sproat's going to get a start. Then it's going to be a bullpen-heavy game behind him because that Maxi's six innings. And then who the hell's pitching Saturday and Sunday against the Marlins? Like, they're toast. I'm sorry. They're done.
Okay, so what I don't understand, and I need you to help me with this because I really don't understand this. I understand being light, and I understand giving the baseball to kids who probably aren't ready at this point, and that is out of necessity because the guys who are making real money and the veterans who are supposed to carry the mail have not done their job. We all understand that. It's unfair to Tong. I do like his stuff. He looks overwhelmed right now. I can't even waste time on that. The poor kid is in a position he shouldn't be in right now.
Because they have no choice.
100%. Right. 100%. Now, can you explain to me why the other basic components of the baseball team are just falling apart? And it's not that, it can't be that, well, it's 157 games and they're tired or, you know, they're finishing up on the road. I mean, this is the marathon that every other baseball team goes through. I mean, the Cubs are going through it as well. They didn't play well against the Reds the previous series. They looked a little more buttoned up last night. Why can't the Mets catch the baseball? Why can't the Mets suddenly function on the most basic level? That's not Tong. That's not Sproat. That's not a bullpen that's tired. They're not even catching the baseball.
Yeah, but it's not all of them. Like, do you think Pete Alonso's a good defensive player?
I thought that he became serviceable, but he's suddenly taken a massive step back.
Well, I don't
so the answer would be, in a long way, no.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's taking a step back. I just don't think he's ever been good. Like, he's good at picking balls at first.
Yeah.
He can't throw.
Yeah, he can't throw a lick. We all know this.
And he's not a great fielder. Yep. I'm not picking on him. I'm just starting with him.
Yep.
So I don't think he's a good fielder. So when he makes mistakes, it's not like, what the hell's happening here? That to me is like, well, he's not very good defensively. You think Mark Vientos a good defensive third baseman?
No, I think he's got a good arm. I think he's got a really good arm, and I think his hands are awful.
Me neither. I don't think he's a good third baseman defensively. Yeah. I would bet that.
Well,
then
why isn't Beatty playing?
Well, because of matchups and that's
the matchups.
Issue.
I know he said that last night. I hear you. Lefty stuff. At least Beatty's going to catch the baseball.
Yeah, but even he's not great. But yes, he's a much better defender. But they're trying to get the offense there. Like, that's the sign to me of just you don't like. It's not like, wow, what the hell's going on here? Vientos making error. It's that. Vientos not very good defensively.
Okay, but then why isn't Holmes covered home plate? I mean. Like, the mental components are not there. The physical like, some things we understand. You know, sometimes you ask people to do things that they're not really equipped to do because they don't have the talent or they're just not refined enough yet because they're young, like in the case of Tong. What the hell's Holmes' excuse?
There is no excuse.
I mean, the ball goes back to the backstop. He's staring down at the dirt.
Yeah, a guy scoring from second. You know why?
Oh, my God.
Because he's thinking that he needs to be better and he's frustrated with the pitching that he's had lately. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. It's an excuse. We saw with Gerrit Cole last year in the World Series.
Yep,
like that.
Yep,
it
yep.
happens when guys are just thinking. I'm not absolving him from the blame. It's just a little bit of everything with them. Beatty getting picked off the bases the other day. Like, guys being put in bad positions, guys not being able to field balls properly. Also, guys that aren't just good, period. Whether it's good defensive players, whether it's good enough offensively. Like, it's a culmination of things. But I really do believe that it all stems from the starting pitching. I mean, I've never seen anything like this on a team that has this much talent that can't get starters to go. Like, the worst years of watching the Mets, their starters would go five innings, and it wouldn't be very good five innings, but at least you go five innings, maybe six innings, give up four or five runs. Okay, that's a bad start, but at least you give six innings. These guys are going two innings.
They're getting six, seven outs, if you're lucky.
Dude, and it's been going on for months.
I know it has. And listen, we knew that there was going to be some residual damage downstream with the bullpen. And we say that not just specific to the 2025 Mets. We talk about that a lot. When you have bullpens that are used early, April, May, I mean, that's one of the most basic components of baseball. How many times have we said on the radio, we said this about the Yankees over the years too sometimes. Well, you know, what's the bullpen going to look like in the dog days when you're running them out there every day in the first couple of months of the season? Listen, I still think they're going to get in only because I don't trust the Reds. I don't trust the other teams, the Diamondbacks. I don't trust the teams. But they look and they feel and they act like a losing team.
Yeah.
That's what they look like right now.
Like a dead team.
Yep.
Now, maybe if they own the tiebreaker over the Reds or Diamondbacks, I'd feel differently. But even the math to me doesn't add up to them going. I know right now it's like, well, all right, well, a day comes off the calendar and they still have a game lead. But to me, it's really not that. There's four games to go. Like, the Mets could have a game lead on the final day of the year and lose, and one of those two teams win, and they're out.
Yes.
Like, so you could take, so one game lead with four to go to me is not comfortable.
Tonight's tonight.
Well, because it's McLain.
Tonight.
If he doesn't give you some, like, McLain's got to go at least six innings, and then you have to hope, cross your fingers, stop me if you've heard this before, Rogers, Raley, Diaz, their best guys in some form, preserve whatever lead they have, assuming that they could actually get a lead and not fumble all over themselves. Like, I just think it's too much to ask at this point. And the Reds and Diamondbacks, one may keep losing. I think the Reds are going to win today. They're not going to get swept by the Pirates. They almost came back yesterday. Like, okay, they lost their two games. They're going to get a win today. At least one, if not both of those teams, will start to win a couple of games here in the final four.
Yeah.
So even if they went 2-2, like, I don't trust that the Mets are going to win tonight, and I don't trust that they're going to take 2 out of 3 from the Marlins.
I feel pretty good about tonight, but the Marlins thing, and listen, we talked about this yesterday. We were kind of just pushing this forward, like, all right, who's going to pitch Saturday? Who's going to pitch Sunday? Well, it looks like a combination of Manaea and Peterson. We talked about this. Peterson, I mean, I know things can change, but if you give the baseball to Peterson with a must-win situation on Sunday, Mets aren't going to the playoffs. If you go to the, in my opinion, if you go to the situation on Saturday where you have to win and Manaea starts the game, Mets aren't going to the playoffs. Like, to me, there's one hope. I mean, that they score 8 runs and they just bludgeon a couple of teams down the stretch and they outscore them.
Yeah, and hope that you can hold the other team off.
Hope you can hold on.
Dude, here's all you need to know, and then we'll get to the calls here, 888-808-1019. The night before, their all-star, David Peterson, couldn't get out of the second inning, okay? They had to go to last night, there's 5 games to go in the season. You're fighting for your playoff lives. Richard Lovelady is on the mound in the third inning.
Dude.
Richard bleeping Lovelady.
This guy, his name just cracks me. It's like you can't make it up. It's like, you know, Richard Lovelady's
five
on the mound.
Five games season to go. The highest payroll in the sport. You're fighting for your playoff life. You watch that game in the third inning and Richard Lovelady's in.
My son goes, who the hell's this guy?
Same.
Last night.
Same, Colt.
Who is this guy?
And then not only that, you have to go to your starters. Like, this is not even us saying, like, oh, they don't have enough. Or they're showing you. Like, Mendy's like, I don't know what you want me to do.
I know.
I thought about going to this game tonight because my buddies are going. I just can't make the trip. It's impossible to take the time off. It's chaos for us. Like, busiest time of the year. But, like, I feel like if I showed up in the stands at Wrigley tonight, Mendy may turn to me and be like, Licata, you got anything for us? Like, I could use you. That's how, like, they will take anything they could possibly get. Maybe they should call up R.A. Dickey. Forget about Dickey Lovelady. Call up R.A. Dickey, who was blowing knuckleballs by Piazza on Old Timers Day. Like, maybe go get him. He can get you out of here.
Johan looked pretty good, too, in the alumni game.
He's
got that good changeup still.
Put it this way. R.A. Dickey can't be worse than David Peterson, Jonah Tong, or anybody else that's been pitching for the Mets outside of Nolan McLean for the last 3 months.
Listen, I know that we said this, but this has to be said again. In a pennant race here, where every out matters, the Mets last night went to not one, but two guys who should be throwing in the bullpen to get ready for their next start, and they pitched in the game last night. And didn't pitch particularly well, by the way.
BT Sal on the fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jack is calling from Hoboken. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so the Mets have, you know, a lot of issues. You know, I like the strength of their lineup, way too inconsistent. But, I mean, David Stearns brought this upon himself by being way too cautious when it comes to pitching. Like, it's absolutely unacceptable that you're bringing up a 22-year-old in a pennant race and expecting him to save the day when you have the richest owner in baseball. And that's why, you know, you see the Yankees are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still a World Series contender, and the Mets are not.
Well, I don't think it's just that. I think the Yankees are far better, and thank you for the call. See, when the season is over and the Mets do, in fact, miss the postseason, Stearns is going to be the number one bullseye. He'll be the number one target, and rightfully so. However, what makes you think Stearns was counting on Jonah Tom? He wasn't. He had no choice. It is fair to criticize Stearns for the lack of quality arms in the offseason. However, they did have 9 serviceable starters that almost to a man, every single one of them has fallen apart. Did anybody think Manaea would not pitch well when he came back? Did anybody expect that Kodai Senga wouldn't be at least serviceable since he came back from injury? Those guys you can't blame Stearns for. You want to get on Holmes. You want to get on the
Montas.
Others. Yeah, and they did have,
just giving you the whole picture. Yeah, Canning was pitching pretty well before he ruptured his Achilles, to be fair.
Yeah, trade deadline. Tyler McGill. A lot of their depth, not that I'm saying that they're great, but
had a lot of arms.
A lot of their depth. They did have quantity, not quality.
I agree with that.
They did have quantity. And then it was one by one guys dropping like flies. And then the guys that you relied on, the three biggest culprits to me, Peterson, Manaea, Senga. Those are the three that you have the highest expectations for. And all three have been disasters for the last 2 months. And those guys, to me, you can't get on Stearns for. Everybody else, yes. Those three, I'm not so sure you could get on Stearns for.
I mean, whenever we have the conversation about the Mets offseason, Stearns is going to get absolutely crushed because I think he's had an awful year this year. Not that I think that he should get fired. I'm not saying that at all. He won't be. But I think almost every move that he has made has been an F. But we have time to talk about that. But I said this 2 weeks ago. I said there's really only two factions or groups that have really done their job. The owner's done his job.
Right.
Cohen's cut the checks. And the fans have done their job because they've showed up. Of course, Soto's had a great statistical season.
So has
Pete.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, you look at the hierarchy of a franchise, right? So you have the ownership, you have the GM, you have the manager. Owner, A+ this year. Mm-hmm. GM, to me, an F. Mendy, about a C- or a D. That's just my opinion. So now you get into the players, and Lindor's been hot recently, but he's been a little bit up and down. All the things, we can get into the weeds with your own. We don't really need to do it now. But when you have a GM that has had the kind of year that Stearns has had, you're in trouble. Much like now, Cashman finally, to me, gets like an A- or maybe higher, which is why the Yankees have some life. But if Cashman had maybe the trade deadline or the offseason that he's had in prior years, I don't think the Yankees would have the opportunity to maybe do what we think they could do because the GM elevated them. And I don't even mean to bring the Yankees, but I really, I shouldn't even do that. But I think really Cashman elevated the Yankees this year. And I really think that Stearns' moves really, it just brought the Mets down. Well, everything he did has failed.
It's actually hard to miss on as many as he's missed.
It's almost impossible.
Almost everyone has been a disaster.
Yeah.
However, the reason why the Mets are in this predicament to me is a combination of Stearns' bad moves, off-season, in-season, whatever, plus the players sucking. It's not just, Stearns, you put this team together. Oh, did anybody not want David Peterson, Sean Manaea, or Kodai Senga in the rotation? And now those guys can't get anybody out. That's 3/5 of the starting rotation.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't have come to that.
That part's fair. That's fair.
So it's not just all on David Stearns. Anybody not want Mark Vientos in the lineup?
No, but think about if center field was handled differently. Think about if he did get another starter, which a lot of us were saying that he should.
I know, but who's that guy?
I don't know.
But he
Bieber?
He relied on the young guys to come up. instead of going out there in the trade deadline. And that has actually worked. Like, McLean has been a stud. There was no arm that he could have gotten on the trade deadline that would have been better than Nolan McLean.
Well, the one thing, I hear you on that, because there were no other arms outside of, like, what, Bieber, right, that were really dealt.
I hear you.
But that doesn't mean that you couldn't maybe incentivize a team to give up somebody that they didn't. Like, right. When people say, well, nobody was traded,
right.
What did you want them to do? Well, yeah. What I would say, whether it's Stearns or anybody else, how about you construct a deal that's appealing enough to maybe make somebody right. trade you somebody?
Right, but then who would have been that guy?
I don't know. That's his job.
Yeah, and exactly.
I don't know.
Well, I just don't think that there was a definitive, like, they got to go get this guy. I remember feeling at the time, whatever. Because you're also factoring in, well, Senga's coming back, Manaea's coming back, and they could go into the minors. All of those things happen. It's just that Senga couldn't get anybody out. Manaea couldn't get anybody out. Peterson fell apart. They did go to the minors, and one of the guys is a stud. The other two have at least been serviceable for the most part. Like, I mean, I don't know what more he could have asked for there, but there is no doubt about it that Stearns has had an F of a season. Jimmy is calling from Smithtown. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I know this maybe sounds simplistic, but ever since that time Soto said that Marte was the leader in the clubhouse, I don't know. Things seem to have gone downhill. I mean, there's other contributing factors, of course, you know, the pitching and the not hitting in the clutch. But it just seems since that day, really, like, you know, the whole vibe around the team just isn't the same.
Well, really, it was before that, though, Jimmy, and thank you for the call. And nobody really made a big deal about that, and I was shocked that nobody did make a big deal about that, that Soto clearly saying that Marte was the leader in that clubhouse. But that, to me, like, they've been playing bad since June 13th. That came out at the end of August.
Yep.
Even if you look to August, like, the Mets have been playing poor baseball from August on. So I don't think that that has to do with why they're struggling.
I don't either. And we talked about it a little bit. I didn't think it was a big deal. I thought it was more like Soto was trying to illuminate Marte's strengths rather than downgrade Soto. That was downgrade Lindor. Yep. Pardon me. That was my take then. And that's still my take. And by the way, if you think about the three components that were involved in that, Soto has played very well since then. Lindor has hit very well since then, and Marte's been very good since then. So the other stuff I can't possibly quantify, but see, I don't use, and you, the Mets aren't collapsing. This is not like a 17 to go and up 7. This is not that. This is not 2007 or 2008. Though I would not use the word collapse. I would use the word implosion.
Right.
It's different. Like, collapse tells me you got a couple of games to go and suddenly you just lose your way and somehow you fall apart and you just choke it away. It's not a choke job or a collapse. It's just an inner implosion, like the guts of the team. When you lift up the hood for the Mets,
they don't have enough.
It's not pretty, man.
They don't have enough. A collapse is what is going on with the Detroit Tigers. I mean,
that is
a collapse. And by the way, the sport is just, it's wild. The Blue Jays are collapsing.
I'm not seeing that. Let's go.
Suck on that, Buck. Like, that is a part of it. And not yet, but
it will
happen eventually. The Blue Jays, Yankees, I can't wait. It's going to be a sweet victory lap if the Yanks do, in fact, pass the Blue Jays and win that AL East. But yeah, that to me is like, Blue Jays choking away a division. The Tigers, full-blown collapse. The Mets just don't have enough. They've been trying to hang on. They don't have enough, and I don't know how they're going to get through the final four games. Maybe outside of tonight with McLean, there are no answers pitching-wise for the next three games beyond tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.